From the ferries steaming out to open water to the British flags dotting the scruffy town center, it's easy to see where Calais' priorities lie. Dover lies about 40 kilometers across the channel. London is nearer by Eurostar train than Paris. This port city has long been a major hub for goods and people, passing by rail and ferry between France and Britain.
Calais is the closest city, French city, to England. We have a lot of traffic, a lot of human exchange, and also business exchange.
François Levallée is Chamber of Commerce president for France's northern coastal region.
British market for the north of France is the third market for north, especially for automobile market and food market. If we have some problem with the English market, maybe the bad consequence for north of France.
That's a scenario France wants to avoid as much as possible. The government has hired hundreds more customs officers and introduced new procedures, testing them in pre-Brexit dress rehearsals in Calais and elsewhere.
Durant le mois de septembre et du mois d'octobre, vous me posez en revanche la question de savoir comment nos amis britanniques se sont préparés.
France is ready, Budget Minister Gérald Darmanin says, although he added last month he was a bit worried about how the British are preparing. But some local businesses are skeptical that France is truly Brexit ready. On the outskirts of Calais, the family-owned Carpentier Trucking Company is making its own preparations. Transporting goods to and from Britain accounts for 20% of its business.
Nous concernant, on va faire deux jours de tests en import et en export.
The authorities are doing tests, and so are we, for our imports and exports, to see if people working at ferry and tunnel terminals are really ready. But the real test will be the reality after Brexit.
Arnaud de Kiet is Carpentier's transport director. He says some panicked customers are also stocking up. Earlier this year, his company saw an uptick of goods to transport on both sides of the channel.
Nous, avec même un hard Brexit ou pas hard Brexit, on continuera l'Angleterre.
Whether it's a hard or soft Brexit, we'll keep transporting goods to Britain because we're located at Calais port and we can't live without Britain. So we'll adapt.
Calais' history is closely tied to Britain, but that's not always been positive. In the 14th century, it survived a nearly year-long English siege. The six-town burghers, who volunteered themselves as hostages in exchange for lifting it, are captured in a famous Rodin sculpture, which today sits in front of City Hall. More recently, Calais has captured headlines for the many migrants hoping to reach Britain by train, truck, and boat. A recent Chamber of Commerce study about Brexit's impact on Calais and the surrounding coastal region finds potential winners and losers to a no-deal scenario. British-based car manufacturers may shift their business here. The fish and tourism industries may suffer.
For us, it's very difficult to understand the Brexit. For us, it's a big mistake to do Brexit.
The Chamber of Commerce's Levallée says Brexit seems like cutting Europe apart.
We prefer that England stay in Europe.
Ça peut être une très bonne chose. On a des problèmes aussi, c'est que on fait également nous des transports.
But some Calais residents see a bright side to Brexit. Taxi driver Hugues Van Pen is one of them.
En fait, le business avec les Britanniques, nous sur Calais, on a plus tellement.
Here in Calais, we don't have many English taking the ferry anymore. Most take the Eurostar. But we think with a hard Brexit, we'll have duty-free again, and people will come back to buy alcohol and cigarettes in France.
Chamber of Commerce head Levallée says he hopes Britain will change its mind about Brexit. But if not, he says, this French region will be prepared to profit from it. Lisa Bryant, DW, Calais, France.